This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Elvis in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, Pharrell? What's happening tonight?
Hey, man.
I'm trying to figure out about Westbrook. First of all, I don't love his game. I appreciate his athletic abilities, but I just don't love his game. But I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Why is his shot broke? Because he appears to have good form. You know, he gets good lift. He's square to the rim. He appears to have really good form, and his shot is just busted. What's your thoughts, man?
Well, I mean, it's a great point by you. He was really bad yesterday. I think he was like 5 of 20 or something like that shooting. And I know he didn't make, at the end of the game, he missed a bunch of shots. So he wasn't hitting anything. I think at one point in the second half, he was like 0 for, 8, 9. I mean, he was just absolutely, brick mortar. I mean, he was just terrible. But it is what it is. Look, I think the guy, I've seen him before. It's hard to criticize for me and you as well, a guy that's that talented. I mean, right? Like, he averages a triple-double, right? So we know that he produces and scores and rebounds and distributes without question, right? The guy's incredible. But I would agree with you that he doesn't have a great shot. It's amazing to me that he averages a triple-double, to be honest with you, with the way he can get cold shooting. But at the same time, I've seen him hit a bunch of threes and bombs before and shots. And I think for the most part, when he gets in the paint, because he gets there a lot, right? He gets to the rim a lot. A lot of people think that's all he does is shoot layups. Well, they don't think he can shoot from anywhere else. I think he can shoot from the elbow, and I think he can shoot from the wing, and I've seen him hit threes. But when he's cold, he's cold. I mean, when the guy's not hitting, he's not going to hit those threes. That's all there is to it. And when he's on, he's on. And but I would say he's more off than on with a J outside of 15 feet, right? So anything over 20 feet, I don't like his shot. But for me, he drives so much to the rim that's why he gets all those points, if you ask me, because not only does he finish at the rack, he also gets fouled a lot. So he goes to the free throw line a lot. So I think a lot of his triple-double action is off, 5 foot and in shots and free throws, if you ask me, because I don't trust him as a jump shot guy any more than you do. I don't think he's great at shooting the rock. 18 feet out, forget it. He's dangerous. I don't think he's, but if he's hot, if he's on, he can hit it. But I think he's not on more often than not from, 20 feet. You know what I mean? Like, from 20 feet out, I don't think he's that great of a shooter. So I don't trust him, but shooting it. But I trust him with the pill, and I certainly trust him going to the hole. I love his explosiveness. I really, and on top of everybody else, I guess, I'm really turned off by his post-game antics. And all the stuff that Termini said to me about, the past and everything, that's fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, I get it. I don't think the kid is actually thinking about, Clyde Frazier and Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell and Larry Bird and Larry Legend. Those guys, just so you know, when they go to the arena, like I saw a Greek Freak tonight with his back, $1,000 backpack. And then you got this guy, Westbrook, with his fashion, right? He's like, and Tucker, isn't he another one? They say that the guy Tucker from the Rockets is now past everyone else when it comes to, like, even Westbrook fashion. They say that Tucker's the pimp daddy of all the players with the clothing he's been rocking at these games. So now they evaluate players on what they wear in the tunnels of the arenas, which is, hilarious to me. Like, I give a rat's ass what you're wearing. They always show these guys walking into the arenas now. That's become a sport, the red carpet walk into the arena, the perp walk, if you will, or the walk of shame. Is there nothing better than a guy that just comes in and his, you know, jeans and his winter jacket or whatever and just goes to work? I don't understand the fascination with their clothes and their fashion and everything else. That does absolutely nothing for me, but it is what it is. But with him, that's my point. My point is that he cares more about that stuff than any player that came before him. I don't think that guy gives two shacks about a single player that came before him. I honestly, and people say, why is that? Why do they, people say millennials or all this other BS. All I know is that dude does not care about anybody at all and never did. He doesn't care about guys that came before him. Would you be willing to admit that? Do you think that that guy cares 1 minute about anyone else except himself? I mean, I don't even like, because I've heard he's a great teammate and everything else. Everyone loves him. But that's fine. Congratulations. But that still doesn't make me believe that he cares about anyone that came before him.
I don't think he even cares the guys he played with last year that aren't on the team this year.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Who's his teammates that left him? It's Durant and Harden. Because can you imagine if they would have kept those three together? They would have already won two NBA championships, if you ask me. And they wouldn't give, I think Harden, it was about $4 million or something, right? That's why they got rid of him. That was stupid. Can you imagine if they still had him? Although, at the same time, how do you get that guy the burn and shots he desires? I mean, Harden's 35 shots a game.
You can get all three of them the burn and shots they desire.
Right, like, it's impossible. So, but I actually don't. I think his behavior of the not answering questions makes him look like a complete idiot. I really do. I think he looks like a complete idiot, and I think he acts like one, and I also know he doesn't care. He doesn't care if you think he's an idiot. He doesn't care if you think he's a you-know-what. He doesn't care. Inject swearing here. He doesn't care. He doesn't give a flying Pharrell what you think of him. I can guarantee you that. That guy cares about nothing except that fat paycheck he's getting because he never wins, does he? He never wins anything that matters. What does he win? He never wins, but he gets all that money. Didn't they give him $200 million? That guy's set for life. He'll never work a day in his life. And he's a great player, and he doesn't care what anyone thinks of him. Colleagues, teammates, guys in the league, refs, media, silver, agents, coaches, GMs, owners. I don't even, my guess is, because you never hear about him giving the grief to the owner, or you never hear about giving him grief to Scott Brooks, do you? Isn't that his name? Is that the coach's name? Oh, Billy Donovan. Is the guy, he was there before, wasn't he? The guy Brooks was there before. He's never given either of those guys any grief, has he? You never hear about him being a coach killer or a coach problem, do you? But you hear he's this great teammate and everything else. But I think what he does with this no comment stuff is really pathetic. It's really weak. It's so stale. It's like not even funny. Like they require him to go to the presser, right? And then that's what he does. Well, then stop bringing him. Stop bringing the guy so that we can sit there and watch him say nothing and act like a D. He's just a complete D when he's there, so don't bring him. Bring someone else. Why do they have to put up with it? Bring, you know, and then you know what he's done? He's poisoned George, hasn't he? Now that guy's doing it. And he's never been a D to anybody, has he? Has Paul George ever acted this way before? This is what Westbrook does for his teammates. He turns them into D's. Like, honestly, that's what he's done. He goes out there now with George, and they both do the same stale act. They don't answer anybody's questions. Well, no wonder they're down 3-1. I mean, they're worried about what they're wearing to the arena instead of playing basketball. It's that simple. I mean, does anyone argue with that? I don't think George is that way, but I definitely think Westbrook is. He cares more about – do you remember when he, like, wore, like, crossing guard, like, outfits to the game and everything? He cares more about being seen on red carpets and being on – TMZ than he does playing basketball. He never wins. I know that much. You can say whatever you want about the guy. Great player, $200 million, everything else. But he's got, like, no rings, no nothing. He just doesn't get it done.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.